a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Back in the day, and it wasn't too long ago, a couple of months ago now, that we were chatting about the shoey, and we even put it to the people. We're like, oh yeah, well, you know, is the shoey okay? Is it not okay? A lot of celebrities have to do it when they come down here, right? And everyone's like, that's rank, let's stop doing the shoey.
Yeah.
You and Lingy were very anti-shoey.
Yeah, well, it's just, it's cringe, and it's, and making sort of, you know, your Harry Styles of the world come to Australia and Post Malone's and that, and making them think that it's just something everybody does. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's been a while since I've been out to the club on the weekend. But I can't imagine people are going to the bar and saying, hey, don't, no, not a short or a tall glass for me. Yeah. I'll have it in a size 8 RM.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And, you know, I was kind of like, I think it's just a funny thing. It's just, you know, one of the Aussie things that people do. There's nothing in it, whatever.
Mm.
But now I've seen this story and I'm like, yeah, okay. You two couldn't turn me to your way of thinking, but I think this story has.
Okay.
A Married at First Sight contestant by the name of Al Perkins. Now, he was sort of a few seasons ago.
He was very
young guy, never had a relationship. He was always really confused, like, what? Mm. Like, right? And he still gets around, you know, he's being relevant. Trying to.
Endorsing teeth whitening stuff on Instagram, that kind of vibe.
Right, and he's the shoey guy. So every time he goes out to a venue or whatever, everyone's like, do the shoey, do the shoey, do the shoey, because he used to do it on the show. It would kind of break the tension. And so now he does that in real life.
Okay? Right, that's become his thing.
That's become his thing.
How dreadful.
However, he was telling this story to Yahoo. There you go.
Yahoo's a thing.
Who works there? Amazing. He's recounted this incident and he's like, yeah, this has changed me forever. He said, I remember one time I did a shoey. Someone gave me their shoe and I did it.
Oh, no. No.
And I gave them back their shoe and they were like, oh, I've got warts in my foot. And he's like, what? They're like, yeah, I've got warts all over my foot, so they're probably in my shoe. And he was like, oh, my God. Anyway, after that, he says his throat has never been the same. He got... He got an infection, a whole fungal infection. And he said, look, I'm not sick of shoeys just yet. It gets the group going. It uplifts the mood. Yeah. I've never denied a shoey. I'll always keep doing them, but my throat has never been the same since this wart shoey. And I thought, you know what? That's it. I'm with you guys now. I've changed. I never thought about the potential of warts. I don't know why.
Not even specifically warts, but the germ thing was always the thing for me. It was the fungal, it was the bacteria. Feet are disgusting.
They are disgusting, but it's my own foot. And then I thought about, so now I'm with you. Say no to shoeys.
Do you know, what did he say? It gets the group going, gets them up and about. Do you know what's better than doing a shoey that gets the group up and about?
Yeah.
Absolutely anything else. Literally anything. Do the goddamn worm. I don't care.
Yes.
Just don't put... sucked into him. Suck it so hard. Or don't, either way.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Some pretty funny stuff happens here as well, sometimes off air.
I feel like we need a bit of an intro for this. Maybe we need to get one made up because it doesn't happen often, but when it does, it happens.
We get a little bit of feedback. I'm used to getting feedback. Yeah. In the industry.
That's why you're off social media.
Bowden's going to offer you some background music here.
So just to quickly paint the picture, this was a voicemail that's been transcribed.
Yeah.
Are you really going to make me read it out, by the way?
Yeah. Well, we must say, Tom, what do you always say? There's nothing more.
Oh, that we like nothing more than hearing what you guys reckon. So please get in touch. Tell us your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. And we'll take that and we'll either use it for content or put it straight in the bin.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna transplant one word with another. You'll work out what it is.
Okay.
Just clean it up a little bit.
Oh, saucy.
I wish you would stop talking so much shizen and put music on.
Okay.
All you need to do is put music on and read the news. Everything else is irrelevant. Get rid of Lingy. Large pause. You and Bay FM are just as bad as each other. Just play freaking music.
Okay,
well, we do play freaking music. Sometimes. We just played Jamiroquai.
Yeah.
What's the matter with Lingy? What did you do yesterday?
I don't know. What did I do in general?
Oh, barely
talks at all.
I know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a Mother's Day thing.
Anyway.
Was it Dodsy? Did Dodsy leave that message?
We always like to say thanks for your feedback.
Thanks for your feedback.
We'll take it on board. Yeah. And probably not do anything about it.
Just put music on and read the news, Tom.
Have you ever heard of Spotify? And the internet is where all the news is now these days, guys. But keep that feedback coming in. We really do appreciate
it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Okay, so I want to talk about buying things in bulk. So we've got a Vegemite problem at our house.
Okay.
We're still living with my mum and my stepdad, right? My stepdad's amazing at keeping things stocked.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah.
So mum drinks a lot of tea. So we always have like 5 boxes of tea bags in the pantry. Yeah. So whenever it runs out, bang, straight away. He's always like getting them on special, staying ahead of the curve.
Yeah, nice.
And it's amazing. And he does that with like most things. Yeah, so it's really hard to keep up and contribute to the staples in the house. Like margarine. I think I've bought one tub of margarine in this year. Because
you have one of those big barrels of margarine
It's just so that not that kind of bulk. It's just like lots of different little margarines. So the Vegemite situation at our house at the moment is they went to Costco and they bought one of the little buckets of Vegemite, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yep, the plastic buckets.
You're not going to be on board with any of this because you're an anti-Vegemite.
I am. Proud to say.
Oh, Loggy. Okay, sorry, continue with me, Tom.
Okay, so we've got that. And then we've got sort of a medium-sized jar that we've bought.
Yes.
And then I don't know how, but they came across one of the squeezy bottles as well. So we've got Vegemite squeeze. We've got a medium-sized jar. We've got the big bucket.
Yeah.
And also they've got one of those Vegemite 2.0 things that's the cream cheese and the Vegemite together. Yeah.
Possibly overkill, needing that much Vegemite.
It's a lot.
I love Vegemite, but... That's a lot.
That's buying bulk, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's sort of accidental because they came home with the Costco one, and
it's
accidental
bulk.
Yeah, I came home with the medium sized jar, and we're like, well, that's a lot of Vegemite. We'll get through it, but it's a lot of Vegemite.
Quick question. Sorry, this is all new to me. Can you actually go to Costco and just buy everyday things in massive bulk?
Everything
for your house.
Everything. They've got clothes. They've got televisions. They've got sort of, toilet paper.
So my kids who eat lots of cereal, could I just go and get like a pallet of a particular cereal?
Yes, or you could actually buy a box of Nutri-Grain that you could fit inside. Like it's like a wardrobe-sized box of Nutri-Grain. Yeah. Costco is a hell of a place.
Yeah. Wow.
But you got to get the membership to be able to get in.
Or know someone that knows someone.
Okay.
You can borrow my stepdad's. Anyway, so I thought we can't be the only people that are doing this stuff where we're buying bulk and particularly by accident buying bulk.
Yeah. No, I can't. I'm not really I try to be that person like your stepdad. But we end up leaving everything to the last minute.
Mm.
And then it's like,
I want my eyes open to this. I want to know what else. Anything in bulk. Because I would. I'd be like your stepdad.
Yeah.
And really stock up big time.
But he's intentional and almost compulsive bulk, whereas I'm talking about probably more accidental bulk.
So then Jimmy will come home with a 24-pack of toilet paper, and then all of a sudden I've come home with a 48-pack of toilet paper, and now our whole spare room is toilet paper.
But that's all right, because you give each other the shit, so that's fine. Bowden, the work experience kid, is here. Bowden, you've had this happen, haven't you?
Yeah, me and my housemates at the moment are going through a bit of a bulk issue.
Yeah,
bulking up!
Nah, not gym bulk. It's similar to what Log just said. So it's toilet paper, tissues and paper towel.
Really?
Okay, well, that's disgusting. Well, I'm sorry we went there. That's how many boys live in that house?
Three.
Yeah, three boys around 21-ish. That's all you need.
So many tissues. 52-232-955. Give us a call. What did you buy in bulk, particularly accidentally, but maybe you've got a compulsion as well. I'll take that.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Keaton in Geelong West, what did you buy in bulk?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Yeah, good.
Thank you.
What happened?
That's good. So basically, I'm on a bit of a health kick and I was told to order HelloFresh.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a few drinks one night and thought I didn't order it, but turned out I did. And then I tried to do it again the other day and three boxes of HelloFresh have shown up to my house. Yes. Ordered too much of it.
Amazing.
That's extra, extra fresh. That's what that is.
I know.
Everyone around at Keaton's house.
That's breakfast, lunch and dinner right there.
Brilliant. All right, let's go to Carol in Mount Dunedin. Morning, Carol. What did you accidentally buy in bulk?
No, my girlfriend thought the world was coming to an end and COVID was a conspiracy of some sort of the government. So she loaded her garage up with all dry products. You name it, she had it.
Yeah.
All the water with dates on them so that she knew which water to use first if she hit the fan.
Yeah.
Yep, she had it all in the garage.
Okay.
The whole garage, are we talking, Carol?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You walked in, it was like, it goes, she should have had one of those bomb, you know, the rooms in America they have down under the ground. She should have had one of them. That's what it was like.
One of those bunkers. Now, so do you just, when you pop over, do you just grab a couple of tins of chickpeas and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I send an order through.
Nice. See, everyone needs one of those rooms. Christine Wandana Heights, wrap this up for us. What did you buy in bulk?
Hi, guys. My friend was doing an online Woolies order and tried to order 500 grams of ham but accidentally got 5 kilos.
Oh, that's a lot of ham.
Surely they need a, are you sure this what is what you're after button?
Yeah.
I think that's about $150 worth of ham.
That's amazing. Could she return it at all? Because it's fresh food. Like, I don't know if, like,
was
some
it just
stuff.
One pig?
Yeah.
No, toasty sandwiches for days.
Oh, my.
The Tom Lingy and Loggy podcast.
The moment has arrived, and so has your beautiful wife, Dodsy Lingy.
Yes, and my nerves have gone through the roof because I went down the path of extreme pettiness because I'm still holding a grudge for the fact that I only got a pack of cards from an overseas trip from Dodsy and no Father's Day present. So I thought I'd just carry on and say, well, I'll get Dodsy something from the airport gift shop. And now that we're talking to her, I'm scared, Log.
We welcome the lovely Dodsy to the show. Hello, darling. It's nice to have a beautiful Ling on.
Hello. Nice to speak to you all.
Do you know what's happening here? How across the situation are you?
Oh, look, I've been following along in bits and just rolling my eyes, thinking I actually did get those cards from Disneyland, just so you know. The official Disneyland cards.
Sure you did.
I thought they were great.
Yeah.
Because he plays 500 all the time.
Oh, do you?
Ah. Yeah, I do love the game 500. I love the fact you got them from the Disneyland section of the airport gift shop.
Negative.
Yeah.
Can I ask? Just for, I know there are people at home. They're going to be wondering what happened to the sort of the jersey or the t-shirt or you didn't because I know you went to the shop to get some for the boys. You couldn't grab one for Lingy while you're at it.
A lot in adult sizes, and I thought that's okay, I'll keep going to the next town or the next town, and all of a sudden my trip ended, but he kept at me going, make sure you get stuff for the kids, make sure you get stuff for the kids, they're asking, you know, for presents. And then so I made sure I got stuff for the kids and thought that's okay, I can do Cameron later on, I can do something online. Well, I mean, once we're home and we give them to the kids, I popped into Rebel Sport to get something else, and I saw them all there for a third of the price anyway. So it's like, oh, okay.
It still doesn't explain why you didn't get anything for me.
She did get you something.
It's not about you.
Yes.
You're a father now. It's not about you, mate. Okay. Well, it is about you today, Dodsy. And what we have done is, you'll be aware, we went to Avalon Airport and we chose, well, Lingy chose.
A beautiful little gift pack.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited. I'll assume you took the kids with you and they picked it.
Well, and by kids, you mean Tom and myself.
Tom and Loggy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Loggy was as annoying as the kids are in the car on the way up. But I did get you that gift pack. I also then panicked and thought, I'm going to get you this magnificent, magnificent Mother's Day package that a few of our other callers suggest I do get for you mm-hmm. to make you feel bad. But it's a really, really magnificent one. So what we thought we'd do is, if you can earn and deserve that that big one, the good one, then yep. you can have that as your mother's...
Children. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Mother's Day present. If not, then you get the cool little gift pack that we got from the airport gift shop.
Excited for either. Great.
Okay. Yeah, it's a win-win or... I mean, that's what we're pushing anyway.
So it's what we got from the gift shop or like a sort of a day spa experience, just so you know. Okay, here we go. So we've got five questions about Lingy that you should know.
I mean, you, Dodsy, so well got your university degree by getting 51 P's to get degrees.
Yeah.
But we've
they
just
gave it to me.
Yeah. We've decided on this occasion you're going to have to do better than that and perhaps go in more the credit distinction mode. Mm. Out of those five, you have to answer three correct to get the big one. If okay. you answer three incorrect, you get the slightly lesser present on Mother's Day.
But before we do it, we've got to let you sit in suspense. So we'll play the game next.
Krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
All right, right.
Okay, here we go. Let's play. Question number one. Lingy, what is it?
All right.
Or Loggy.
What suburb did Lingy live in until the age of eight?
Oh, I want to say Moolart.
Well done, Dodgy.
Oh, that's one, Dodgy. Come on.
One from one. Okay, can I ask the next one?
Go yeah. for it.
My favourite band of all time is the Beatles. Mm. You know that clearly, Dodgy. Mm-hmm. Name the four members of the Beatles.
Oh, those guys. Yeah, all with those bowl haircuts. There's a McCartney in there. There's a Ringo Starr. Who voiced Thomas Tank Engine? Fun fact. Couple of others. They all look the same.
I think we're going to have to call it.
I don't think we can pay that one. Sorry, Dodgy. Okay, so one correct, one incorrect. Question number three. Okay. Log, do you want to go that
Here
one?
Here we go. The country of Zimbabwe was formerly called what? This is from Cameron's
it's
Genius
straight
edition.
From my Trivial Pursuit cards, Dodgy. Surely you know this.
No, I have better things to do.
Do you? Nobody's got better things to do than read Trivial Pursuit.
Mm. Okay.
No, negative.
Okay. The answer's Rhodesia. I can't believe you don't know that one.
So just for the score, so that's two incorrect, one correct. If you get to three of either, you get that prize. So at the moment, you are one question away from getting the airport gift shop prize.
All right, okay? This one, you got this one, Dodgy. So you know this one. The kids tease me about it. Anyone I run into in the street tease me about it. We recently recreated it. We called it the Ling Shank Redemption.
Yes.
I famously mm-hmm. missed a goal in my second game from 0 metres out. It went out on the full. What team was that against?
Have a guess, Dodgy.
Do you even know me?
Well, I can see you kicking the goal and missing it.
Yeah.
What about the video? You would have watched that a bunch of times on our socials, K-Rock Geelong on Instagram. Yeah. And
Loggy falling over wearing a jumper.
I want to say Essendon.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Okay. She escapes. Okay. Tiebreaker time because you've got two correct, two incorrect. Which Mother's Day gift are you going to end up with? Question number five. Lingy, go for it.
Me? Okay. Okay. I'm going to change this one up on the fly, by the way.
All right, go for it.
I love my favourite books, absolute favourite books, are Harry Potter's. Mm. I've read them 100 times each.
And I'm sure that you've heard all about it, Dodgy.
Yes. So you will know the answer to this one. Name for me the ghost of Ravenclaw House.
Oh, rough.
Is it the ghost of Ravenclaw House?
No, it's got a name. It's got a name. Come on, Dodgy, you know this.
Reach into your inner brain.
If you truly love me, you know the answer
as
to this question.
Your outer brain?
Yeah. Yeah, I probably don't love you then.
Oh! Okay, now I'm buzzing you out there. I'm buzzing you out there, but congratulations.
Hey.
You won the awesome airport gift pack. It's for Mother's Day, Dodgy, and what's in it, Lingy?
Oh, you get two coasters featuring the Great Ocean Road. You get another pack of cards. No, no, not a special Disneyland pack, just your standard back of a playing card type pack. Yeah. But importantly, because I love you so much, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. You get two of those to enjoy just for yourself.
Delicious. I'm excited.
Okay.
That's great.
Happy
Anything is good.
Happy Mother's Day, mate.
Anything is good. That's what I thought about you when you got back from your overseas trip. Any present would have been good.
You got cards.
Yeah. And the sledges continue.
Have a magnificent day on Sunday, Dodgy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dodgy.
What
Love
is
you.
The ghost of Ravenclaw House?
Rowena Ravenclaw,
there
by the way.
Go.
Oh, God.
Just for those playing at home.
Be proud you didn't know that one, Dodgy.
want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
And Mother's Day on Sunday, the perfect day to celebrate the special person or persons in your life.
Yes, absolutely right, Tommy. I'll be celebrating my mother, but also my beautiful wife, Dodsy, who is on the line with us right now. I've managed to procure two sets of presents for Dodsy. One, a beautiful spa treatment, you know, relaxation. I'm pretty proud of that present. But also one that I've gone to Avalon Airport and bought from the gift shop there. So similar to what the type of thing that she got from me, Tommy, a long time ago for Father's Day and after her overseas trip. Now, Dodsy, we have five questions coming your way for you to either get the good one or the not so good one. All right, we're good to go?
All right, right.
Okay, here we go. Let's play. Question number one, Lingy, what is it?
All right.
Or Loggy.
What suburb did Lingy live in until the age of 8?
Oh, I want to say Moolart.
Well done, Dodsy.
Oh, that's one, Dodsy. Come on.
One from one. Okay, can I ask the next one?
Go for it.
My favourite band of all time is the Beatles. Mm. You know that clearly, Dodsy. Okay. Name the four members of the Beatles.
Oh, those guys. Yeah, all with those bowl haircuts. There's a McCartney in there. There's a Ringo Starr. Oof. Who voiced Thomas Tank Engine? Fun fact. A couple of others. They all look the same.
I think we're going to have to call it.
I don't think we can pay that one. Sorry, Dodsy. Okay, so one correct, one incorrect. Question number three. Okay. Log, do you want to go that
Here
one?
Here we go. The country of Zimbabwe was formerly called what? This is from Cameron's Genius Edition.
Straight from my Trivial Pursuit cards, Dodsy. Surely you know this.
No, I have better things to do.
Do you? Nobody's got better things to do than read Trivial Pursuit.
Mm. Okay.
Lingy. No, negative.
Okay. The answer's Rhodesia. I can't believe you don't know that one.
So just for the score, so that's two incorrect, one correct. If you get to three of either, you get that prize. So at the moment, you are one question away from getting the airport gift shop prize.
All right, okay? You got this one, Dodsy. So you know this one. The kids tease me about it. Anyone I run into in the street tease me about it. We recently recreated it. We called it the Ling Shank Redemption.
Yes.
I famously missed a goal in my second game from 0 metres out. It went out on the full. What team was that against?
Have a guess, Dodsy.
Do you even know me?
Well, I can see you kicking the goal and missing it.
Yeah.
What about the video? You would have watched that a bunch of times on our socials, K-Rock Geelong on Instagram. Yeah. And
Loggy falling over wearing a jumper.
I want to say Essendon.
Yes!
Oh, my God!
Okay. She escapes. Okay. Tiebreaker time.
Tie-breaker.
Because you've got two correct, two incorrect. Which Mother's Day gift are you going to end up with? Question number five. Lingy, go for it.
Me? Okay. I'm going to change this one up on the fly, by the way.
All right, go for it.
I love my favourite books, absolute favourite books, are Harry Potter's. Mm. I've read them 100 times each.
And I'm sure that you've heard all about it, Dodsy.
Yes, so you will know the answer to this one. Name for me the ghost of Ravenclaw House.
Rough.
Is it the ghost of Ravenclaw House?
No, it's got a name. It's got a name. Got Come a on, name. Dodsy, Come you on. Know this.
Reach into your inner brain.
If you truly love me, you know the answer
As
to this question.
Your outer brain?
Yeah, I probably don't love you then.
Oh! Okay, now I'm buzzing you out there. I'm buzzing you out there, but congratulations!
Hey!
You've won the awesome airport gift pack! It's for Mother's Day, Dodsy, and what's in it, Lingy?
Oh, you get two coasters featuring the Great Ocean Road. You get another pack of cards. No, no, not a special Disneyland pack. Just your standard back of a playing card type pack. Yeah. But importantly, because I love you so much, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. You get two of those to enjoy just for yourself.
Yes,
delicious. I'm excited.
Okay.
That's great.
Anything is good. Happy Mother's Day, mate.
Anything is good. That's what I thought about you when you got back from your overseas trip. Any present would have been good.
You got cards.
Yeah. And the sledges continue.
Have a magnificent day on Sunday, Dodsy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dodsy.
Love
you.
What is the ghost of Ravenclaw House?
Rowena Ravenclaw, by
there
the way.
You go.
Oh, God.
Just for those playing at home.
Be proud you didn't know that one, Dodsy.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast. Thanks for that. And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.